Are you sitting down?
I'm always sitting down.
Okay, you're sitting down. My oldest is moving out.
What? No way.
Brandon is moving out on his own.
Okay, wait. I can't. I have no words for this. Okay, so why is he moving out? Why now? Isn't it COVID? How does he have money all of a sudden? Where's he going? Is there a girl involved? I mean, the whole story.
There's no girl involved.
Wow.
He got a job probably an hour away, and his best friend is living there also, so they're renting an apartment together. He starts the job next Monday.
Wow.
And they got an apartment.
That's amazing. I'm really happy that he's going to have a roommate and that he has a job that he can afford his own place.
Right. So they did it on their own. They found an apartment. If I had the bedroom he had in New York, I would have been out of my mind happy. Let's just put it that way. So it's kind of like our New York apartment, but with two bathrooms.
Oh, okay. So there's like an area that they're turning into a second bedroom.
No, it's actually two bedroom, two bath, and it has a living room. Washer and dryer connection inside the apartment.
Uh-huh.
So it's not that bad.
Wow, that's amazing.
So they went to go move in over the weekend, and there's a lot of mold.
Uh-oh.
In the apartment. So they're having to come tear down the walls, rebuild the walls. So it's a whole thing. It's going to be the middle of the week before they can move in.
Oh, okay. If it's only going to take a couple of days, that's not so bad. But look at that. They found a place. They found a problem. They're having it solved. And then they're going to move in. I mean, that's really mature. That's a really big deal. I mean, so many millennial kids, so many Gen Z kids, I should say, are all moving home now and living at home because why spend the extra money?
Right.
So the fact that he's moving out now during COVID and the fact that he found a really good job, oh, my God, like, he's so mature now. I can't believe it.
At a hospital, which is about a mile away from where he's going to live. So he could actually ride a bike there if he had to. So it's not that far away. So it's a good environment. So his room is probably 30% smaller than the other guy's room.
Uh-huh.
So the other guy's got this really big master bedroom. Brandon has a small little bedroom. You know, it's about half the size of your bedroom in New York.
So is he going to pay less?
Oh, this is my question for you. You know, he puts a queen-size bed in there. It pretty much takes up the whole room. So it's not that big. The other guy's got a master bedroom with with a suite, ensuite.
Right.
On the master bedroom.
Yeah.
So Brandon thinks that he should pay less in rent.
Of course he should. There is no thinks. That's how it goes. When you have an apartment with somebody and they get the big room and you get the small room, the person with the big room pays more. That's how we did it.
Right.
And you and I didn't split it. I paid way more than you because I got the bedroom and you got the living room that we turned into a bedroom.
Right. So I told him that's what he should do. He should, the other guy should pay the $430 a month. Brandon should pay the $390 a month or whatever.
That's right. Exactly.
So, but the guy said, no, you should pay half, pay right down the middle. We split it.
And not okay. The only way that's okay is if after a year they switch rooms.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because I did do that with somebody. So I had a roommate and there was a bedroom and then a loft. And I took the bedroom first, and she took the loft. We paid the same amount, and then the second year we switched.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to take the loft. I ended up moving out because she was nuts. But the way we planned it was that she was getting the bedroom.
Nuts? She was the crazy one?
She was the crazy one. What does that tell you about her?
Wow.
She was the nutty one. But I had agreed that after a year, we took a two-year lease. Mm-hmm. First year, I got the bedroom. Second year, she got the bedroom.
So if they have a year lease, 6 months, Brandon should have the small one. 6 months, he should take the big one.
Right, unless the other guy wants to pay more. That's the only way to do it.
I love that.
It's not fair. It's not okay that one guy gets the big room and you split it down the middle. It's not okay.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. I love that, so I'm going to tell him that. I would have never thought that. But I told him, yes, he should pay more because he has a much bigger room and an ensuite.
Right. That's a very nice place to live. That somebody else is going to pay for some of your rent to live there. I don't think so. You pay more. Or the other option is they split it down the middle, but the other guy pays the cable bill.
Right.
You know, or the phone bill if they have, not that they would have a phone because they're probably going to use their cell phones, but whatever extra, you know, the electric bill or whatever. Somehow the other kid has to pay more, either in rent or pay the electric.
Got it.